crime as soon as possible. It's believed Alex Batty was abducted by his mother while on holiday in Spain 6 years ago. The now 17-year-old was found near Toulouse. Chris Sykes from Greater Manchester Police says Alex has spoken to his grandmother in England.
From what I've seen from the officers that have spoken to the grandmother, she has a whole host of emotions and feelings, as you could imagine. Alex is getting looked after by the French authorities. They are safeguarding him there and looking after him really well.
Prince Harry is about to find out whether he's won his phone hacking legal case against the publishers of the Daily Mirror. The Duke of Sussex accuses the newspaper group of unlawful information gathering between 1996 and 2010. Media lawyer Persephone Bridgman-Baker says the seven-week trial has been unprecedented.
Harry is the first royal in 130 years to be in a witness box, so it's completely extraordinary. And I think Harry was really using this as an ability, you know, a moment to really sort of pour his heart out about what's been going on and how he feels about this press intrusion which has dogged him for his whole life.
Mirror Group Newspapers denies the allegations. One person has died after a small boat they were travelling in capsized in the English Channel. Around 66 migrants were rescued. The European Union has agreed to open membership talks with Ukraine, but a 50 billion euro aid package was delayed by Hungary, who vetoed it. The government has called reports it's considering bringing in a social media limit and a ban for some sites for under-16 speculation. Minister Andrew Griffith says there's a possibility of a consultation. And all four British teams are through as group winners in the Europa League. Rangers won 3-2 at Real Betis, and West Ham and Brighton beat Freiburg and Marseille. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much to Faye. Let's have a look at the weather on this Friday. 8 degrees, sunny and light winds. A little bit overcast in Brentwood at the moment, but the sunshine should peek through the clouds and it should be quite a nice day. Fingers crossed. And it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning, beautiful people. How are you on this Friday? Are you organised for Christmas? I am totally not organised for Christmas. I've been buying stuff and obviously buying stuff for myself, which is not the idea at Christmas. But yeah, kind of get in there. Thanks so much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show. He'll be back on Monday morning to do it all over again. So you've got me for the next couple of hours, next 3 hours, plus my guests, Not Just Travel, who are based in Brentwood, one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. And we'll be looking forward to travelling, possibly into the new year, possibly next year, ideas for holidays, things you can do, and also using Not Just Travel, who are your local Brentwood travel agency. They're a little bit more than that, but we'll be having a chat a little bit later, about 11:30. Plus, we've got some great tunes coming up as well. My interview with Cormac Thompson from yesterday, the 14-year-old song writer, singer extraordinaire. He's been on BBC Radio 1, 2, Britain's Got Talent, finalist in the Young Chorister of the Year, 11.2 million views on Facebook. Oh, it's just you know, YouTube, 1.4 million. You know, the list is endless. 14, he's on his second album. Check out the interview. He was ever so interesting to talk to, really grounded. Just loving music and life, and hopefully going to be starting to do some indie music as well, so we can't wait to get that on the show. I said, make sure you send that in if I'm still here. He's only 14. If it takes him 5 years, I could be dead by then. Oh, happy days. Thank you to lovely Tony yesterday, Tony Smith from Sunday Brunch. You can catch him on Tony between 12 and 2 on Phoenix FM. Good to see you, mate. And I'm off for lunch today after the show, although I won't be having any wine at all because my stomach is a little bit delicate. I tried to have a little sip of wine last night when I got in, and I went, no, don't do that, no. So literally, as soon as I sipped it, I was instant regret. Like, don't sip any wine, it's not good. So, I'll have no wine until it gets up until Christmas, and then I'll have some on Christmas Day. That's what I'm saying to myself anyway. I know you're out of the game. No, you'll never do that, Michelle. You like your wine too much. You like a nice glass of wine, but I'm going to be good. There's probably people messaging me actually saying, you liar, you'll never do that. I'm tuned in, going to decorate the Christmas tree while I listen to your dulcet tones. I've got something coming out for you. I've wrapped it up and I've put the label on, so it is coming out to you, Mrs. B. Oh dear, do you know what? I look frowsy today. I smell frowsy. I look frowsy. I've had this jumper on, my orange jumper, since Monday. I just can't be bothered. And also because my back's still sore, I've parked outside. I can't walk from the car park. I can't do that. I'm limping all over the place. I just cannot believe I went for an MRI scan in London. No problems whatsoever. I laid on that table and I said to them, I do have a bad back. The scan was fine. It wasn't even for my back. And then I've had problems walking since I got off the table. Embarrassing. So I've wrapped up a couple of presents. But I'm not organised. Just not organised. Anyway, so I've got to tell you quickly this little gem, okay? Now, yesterday I got a message from somebody. I'm not going to say who they are. But what it was is somebody contacted a friend of a friend of mine. He's about 55 and he's a handyman. So he does lots of carpentry, really good carpenter, does lots and lots of stuff. He's a freelancer and a really nice, very nice guy. And he's kind of got a West Country accent. And whenever I met him, he always calls me, hello, young lady. And you go, oh, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Really lovely voice. And I never take offence. You're okay, young lady. Anyway, somebody messaged him on his Facebook and said they work in a care home. They're looking for a handyman to come in to do all these jobs, blah, 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 blah. Would you be able to give him some idea? And he came back with, thanks for getting in contact, young lady. Because from her picture, you can see she's probably in a might be 30 or something. Anyway, young lady. And then he went, yes, I'd be really interested in coming in. And then just did the rest of the message underneath. And that's, you know, please get in contact. It'd be good to talk to you about blah, blah, blah. And this person, this woman came back with, I don't like your tone. Very unprofessional to call me young lady. Okay. Now, number one, when the person who told me, because it's their partner, told me this, I said, what does she do? What does she work? She manages an old people's care home. Is that what she does? Old people's home. And I said, number one, I said, people in there probably would call her, might say darling, or they might say young lady, or whatever. Now, it wasn't a, you know, it might not have been the most professional thing to say, okay? But he's a handyman, and that's the job he does, and he does call people young lady and young gentleman. And the reason for this is because he fought in the war. He's been in the army. He fought in one of the wars and had issues with a brain injury. Okay, now this woman who took offence to him calling her young lady doesn't know any of this. So I said to my friend, I said, the thing is, I said, she's running a care home. What happens if one of the staff call her young lady? What happens if an old gentleman says, oh, hello, young lady, instead of calling her by her name? Does she talk like that to the people in the care home? Now, somebody like that should know better. And we do sometimes jump and go, don't call me darling, don't call me young lady. But people sometimes are stuck in an age of saying things like that. And, you know, I've had that before with people calling me darling. I say darling to people sometimes and I don't mean it offensively. If somebody doesn't like it and they tell me, that's fine, but it doesn't cost me a job. So my friend then wrote back and said, I hope that you do not talk to your residents in the same way that you talk to the person who's a lodger in my house. And by the way, did you know he was in the army? He's got PTSD and also a brain injury. He's doing the best that he can, and the reason that he basically calls everyone young lady, which he's done to me, or young gentleman, it's because he's not very good at remembering names. But he, you know, he's got an excellent track record. He's worked for the council, done all sorts. And she came back with, I'm sorry that I never meant to upset him. But that doesn't give so what about the job that the guy was meant to be doing? We all jump very, very quickly. And as I said, and do you know what? I'm not a rotter, really. But I said to my friend, I said, I would go to the management. She's the manager. Go to the people that own the care home and tell them what she's done. Because you cannot allow people to get... I mean, literally, she destroyed him with the message of saying, you're so unprofessional, couldn't possibly use you now after what you've just said, by calling somebody young lady. Which is not fair. He didn't say darling, he said young lady, and then came back with, oh, I'd love to come in and, blah, you know, quote on the job, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just telling you that. You let me know your opinion, because obviously you can. One of my friends who's listening now, she has worked in the care industry the whole of her life and worked with lots of different people. In a caring capacity, looking after people, getting dressed and feeding and staying, you know, overnight and doing the night shifts and taking people out. So she'll know that sometimes older people or people who have got possibly head injuries and things who can't remember names might use the terms, you know, young lady, young gentleman. I wouldn't be offended by that if anybody said that to me. I just wouldn't. The worst thing is that woman is running a care home. That's the scary bit. And jump down the throat of somebody that's trying to make a living. So let me know what you think. Get in contact with the show. You can either email radio@phoenixfm.com or you can find me on social media, Eat My Brunch or Michelle Wald Music or just Michelle Wald. Check me out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I'm everywhere. And Facebook. Let me know what you think. Not very Christmas, is it? Not very Goodwill. Yeah. So that's that story. You can tell me yours. Do you get offended if somebody calls you darling or sweetheart or, you know, is it really that, are we really that kind of, we can't bear it? I don't know, you tell me.
I've never known a girl like you before. Now just like any song from days of yore. Here you come, I'm knocking, knocking on my door.
say I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows. Catch me or I go. Houdini. If you're good enough, you'll find a way. Maybe you could cause a girl to change.
This is Billy Brown. It's just really to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year from myself. my kids, Louie and Honey, and of course my other two cherubs, Sharky and Splodge. And may it be a great year. And thank you very much for listening to me, and to Michelle for playing me and supporting me. And I hope it's all a good one. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Billy. And that was Billy Brown with his brand new release called Sarah. He sent in some beautiful music this year. Check him out online, Billy Brown Songs. And Sharky and Splodge have retired a little bit. We used to get the little updates of Sharky and Splodge every day. But as it's winter, you know, obviously the cats are in, so we might get a little bit more of an update next year. But thank you very much, Billy, and thank you as always for supporting the show. Just give me up to 10:22. Let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Gym Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM. Save me now. Took time.
had his plan. You'll have her in the palm of your hand, but it's not tonight. No, not tonight. One day she'll look at you and say, I never thought I could feel this way, but it's not tonight. No, not tonight.
Christmas tree, you old bat. Mrs. B is decorating the Christmas tree. I bet her Christmas tree's... is it a real tree? I bet it's a real tree. She's the type. I'd have a real tree. Real fire, real tree. Mine's plastic. And I've got a few... you know what I did this year, Mrs. B? I put up a few individual decorations. Not everything matches. And I'd literally... Normally when I do the Christmas tree, I have to take stuff off and on. And then you go as a gap, whatever. And this year, I looked at it and went, actually... I think I'm... Did I move one? I might have moved one decoration. Otherwise, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. So I was very pleased with myself. The rest of the house is a complete mess. Also at the moment, got a problem with hot water. There sound, it's like a clank, 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 clank sound going on. Well, I can't even describe the noise. It's like somebody's hitting a tin. So there is sludge in the tank. And we've not even got to Christmas. So I've got to get that. You know what it's like? I know it's going to be expense before Christmas, quite a bit of expense to get it sorted. But can't have no heating. Last night, I think the heating was off, and I had like a little blankie over me on top of my quilt. A bit like when I was at home when I was a kid, because we had no central heating in our house when I grew up. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Mum said that she thought it was bad for us, and we were like, but we're so cold. And we had no central heating. And I don't think they actually got central heating until I moved out. I moved out at seven. No, I moved out when I was in my, I think about 21, I think I was. But they had no heating. So when you woke up in the morning, you would go, oh, to see how cold it was before you got out of bed. and then ran downstairs to the loo because the loo was downstairs. Eventually they did get a loo in the upstairs bathroom, but it was downstairs and out in the conservatory. Not literally just in the conservatory, there was another door there which had the loo. So if you know, if you wanted to go to the loo in the middle of the night, it was like, oh god, it's so cold. I sound like I've lived in Dickens times by saying that, but anyway, so they didn't have any radiators and it was very cold, and I used to go to bed with a quilt and then a blankets on top of the bed to keep you warm. And Mum used to go, sometimes we had hot water bottles and sometimes we didn't. Other times Mum would fill up a glass lemonade bottle with boiling hot water and say, wrap something round that because it could explode. I mean, who sends you to bed like that? Wrap something round, and used to get into bed and with my hot water bottle wrapped in like a little blanket or whatever it was, a little shirt or something round it, with boiling hot water that had like, you know, literally you'd wake up, fall asleep quite quickly, and you go, oh, and you wake up and you've got a burn on your leg from the blanket come off the bottle and it'd hit you, you know, it hit your leg. Hot water bottles as well. We used to have that. And later on, I don't know why there was. Maybe there was a shortage of hot water bottles, but it used to be just a. You know, when I was young, it used to be just a bottle filled up with boiling water. And good luck with that. Oh, you people today don't know how well you've got it. Talking about going back in time, I've been playing this every day since its release. It's only really been released in the last week, but we've had it here on Phoenix FM, I think, for the last 6 weeks. It is the brand new one from Duran Duran, and it's Black Moonlight. I always show you. Let me just push the play button. It's Friday. I can't get my words out on a Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good.
That is Harry Styles with Sign of the Times. Now, online, there is a really fantastic video, which is Steve Brookstein, who originally won the very first episode or very first series of The X Factor. He's put up a video of him singing with his band are excellent. His voice sounds excellent. Get a chance to see him, do go and see him. He's been on my show, actually, and I was just recounting a story. I'm putting it on a little post, because when he came onto my show, he actually performed live in the studio, which was a really beautiful performance, and he was so funny and so nice, and lots of stories obviously about X Factor, what went on. Now we look at stuff and we go, well, you know, they've got people who look after, you know, someone's mental health on shows like that, whether it be The Voice, X Factor, Britain's Got Talent. You have people that make sure, because you're literally being thrown into the limelight. Suddenly, one minute you're going from being zero, nobody knows who you are, to being pushed out and everybody knows everything about you. And that must be a real shock. I mean, a lot of people, you know, you get overnight success. It doesn't happen to very many people, and these shows do actually push, you know, people forward into the spotlight when they've not really prepared. I don't think anyone could be prepared for it. And back then as well, they didn't have the, you know, the care that you would probably have now to make sure somebody is stable, it's not too much pressure. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, it's bad enough where you got your neighbour saying, Michelle, don't put her bins out properly. Look at the state of that front garden. You get upset, don't you? Go, oh my God, my neighbour might be talking about me. Can you imagine that? You know, all over the UK in the newspapers, not just about my bins, but about my personal life and everything else. You'd be horrified. You would be horrified, and it must be awful. So, I know that Steve had a really tough time with the press, and they still drag up things about, oh, winner of the X Factor and what happened to him. Before he went to do the X Factor, did you know he was meant to be supporting Lionel Richie on tour? Now, he had a sliding doors moment, because he decided to go for this new show, The X Factor, because his management said, this is going to be a big show, we think you should do it. And he'd already been on with Jonathan Ross as well. This is before he did X Factor, and people forget this or don't realise. And he chose to go on X Factor. Now, on the night that he won X Factor, Lionel Richie was playing down the road, which is where he should have been doing the support act. And that was his sliding doors moment. And then from that point of winning, when Sharon said what she said, something about him being fake or whatever, it all went downhill. He's got a very good book out called, I think it's something to do with X Factor. Have a look, Steve Brookstein. I've read it. It's really interesting. Very interesting book. Anyway, so I just have to say, when Steve came in, he very kindly, he said to me after the interview, we were talking, and he was talking to me, he said, what do you do? I said, well, I do the radio and I sing. And then he went away and he obviously listened to my voice and then came back to me really quickly and said, you've got a really good voice. He said, I'm doing a gig, as you know, Brentwood Theatre. Would you like to do a duet with me? And I was like, oh! And we did a duet. And the thing was, my mum, bless her, she's not here anymore, but she came to the gig and Steve said, I'm going to do a duet now. With somebody here. And my mum nudged me and went, pity don't know you can sing. And then he said, Michelle. And my mum went, oh! And then I got up. And I think we did, oh gosh, I can't remember the song. It was a duet, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I think it was. And it was, I loved it. It was brilliant. So thank you. He's been on since, and we'll obviously catch up with him next year as well. But if you want to get some good music, go and have a look. Go and check him out. He's a really nice guy. And the stories that he tells during the show are brilliant. Very, very funny. So, yeah, you need to check him out. So it's just coming up to, where are we? 10:49. I better do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
I'm full of the stories on a Friday, aren't I? Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is absolutely clear. I don't know how that's possible. It's a bit busy this morning, but it's clear now. You've got, let's have a look, Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy in all directions as you're heading up towards Shenfield. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A129 Rainy Road at Nethergate. Heading down from the M25 towards Lakeside, it's a clear run, and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel and going over the Dartford Bridge as well. A12 is running very nicely. You do have slow traffic though on the A1016 Westway, both ways from Forest Drive to Rittle Road. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. Now, somebody else who's got an amazing voice who I've played on the show and was my guest last week, and you can check him out online, the interview is there, is George Bone. He's independent, he's based in Chelmsford, and this is his track called Valencia.
I don't want to wake up. wish I'd fallen in love. Cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you be home. Everywhere I go. I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You tell my skies into your corner from my blue.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Show you my respect. Then I hung myself
I'll be so confused. But that's not what you'd expect from a man whose plan is already wrecked. And if you need to kiss me, then you'll most definitely miss me when I'm gone. Well, there's a thousand things I shouldn't do, but if I do them, I should do them with you. So won't you fall into my arms again and hold me for the world may end? And if you need to kiss me, then you'll most definitely miss me when I'm gone. God, you make me sing funny things about you. You infect my mind all the time. You do. Well, I just can't contain myself.
Best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
And plenty more coming up today on Friday After Me. You've got the wonderful Patrick Shering and Father North from St. Thomas's of Canterbury Church in Brentwood is going to be talking about what's happening at the church over the Christmas period. And I popped into that church a couple of weeks ago, so I've never been in. It is stunning inside, and I've got a really warm welcome as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Heading up to the news, I'll be back with some more music, and also don't forget my guest at 11:30, Not Just Travel.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.